Is it recording now?
Now it is.
I said thank you guys for putting me on to Roast Me.
Yeah.
The show on
Roast Me, not Roast Meat.
Roast Meat sandwiches.
Out there listening.
Roast Meat, not roast beef. Just roasted meat.
Roasted meat.
No, don't matter. Nigga eating hella raccoon.
Hella coon.
The possum.
Hey. Some nigga said Ace Boo Coon the other day, and I looked at him funny. I was the only nigga in the room. Room full of black people. The one nigga that wasn't black said Ace Boone Coon, and I'm the only one that turned to him and was like, oh, none of y'all niggas feel
funny?
You're
the only one that questioned it.
Is that a rapper?
Nah.
It's just a saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's my man's. That's my Ace Boone Coon.
But just because Coon's at the end, I'm like,
That's really,
don't say it.
That's really fucked up, because I really thought that was like a new, like, mumble SoundCloud rapper.
It sound like
it could be.
It really
does. I mean, that's Lil Ace Boone
Coon. Lil Ace Boone Coon.
Or Young Ace Boone Coon. Of some girl on Twitter that thought Hitler was a rapper.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. She thought Hitler was a rapper name, and I was confused. Because, like, the two most famous people in all of history are Jesus and Hitler. So how do you not know
that's true.
That nigga? Everyone knows those two people. Everybody.
Yo, I don't...
Yes, I've heard.
All right. Do you think there are actually people that still name their child Adolf?
No.
Not after that?
That right? name and that mustache name is, died at the same time.
Nah. Young Dolph's name is Adolf, but he calls himself Young Dolph because...
But that's Adolf.
Huh?
Not... What? That's Adolf, not Adolf.
Adolf.
It's Adolf?
Yeah.
Really?
They call themselves Young Dolph.
Dolph. Why they do that?
Don't know, but that's why.
I thought it was a rapper.
Oh, and no.
He didn't.
His real name is Adolf.
Right, and he didn't legally change it?
I always thought his real name was Dolphin.
So, that's why he changed it.
Which one's worse?
His Dolphin's name is Flipper.
What's his last name? Jenkins. Dolphin Jenkins.
Bittler.
Wow.
Bittler.
Yo, y'all are terrible.
Oh my god. Fuck it, intro. This is
but
No,
I've prepared some shit for today.
For what?
All right, well, go ahead then.
Yeah, well okay. after the fucking intro.
Hold up, put your ass in the air.
This is a compressed podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's 1 o'clock.
Wait, I'm Chris this week.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Welcome back, guys, to the Audible Mention Podcast. I'm your boy, Lewis. I'm here with some friends.
Nigga ain't even leave a break for the cut to put the intro in. Like,
nigga, I'm cutting
you. You got to edit it. Why are you making your job hard?
Nigga, it's mad easy. I just press trim.
We know that. The fans don't know.
Oh, my bad.
Our only fans don't know.
My only fans know.
Oh, okay.
What they know at all?
I don't want to know what they do or do.
We're all subscribed to Marcel's.
No, we're not.
Oh,
all right. Not,
okay.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are ignorant by popular demand. This is episode
Lucky 77.
As always,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. I am.
As always, I am your host, Pickle Rick.
Uh-huh.
And along with me, I got some of my friends.
We here.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. I will kick you in the throat. I got Lou.
Uh-huh.
I got James.
Yes, sir.
I got Drum Fu. I fucked that up only because usually it rhymes, but me and Lou switched spots today.
Not my decision.
Not his. This is all me.
He
wants to try.
This is what happens when you come 2 hours late.
Yeah, we're.
They sent me to the couch.
Casting couch.
What?
Whoa.
Yo, imagine
James' OnlyFans is wild.
it is.
Imagine coming home and your wife say, you got to sleep on the couch, and then it turns into like a porno scene.
Ooh.
Oh, that's hard. I'd be eye with it. Bad night into a good night, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... All right.
But he was like...
I'm not going to ask no questions.
Just take it, Lou.
Nah, I got to...
Go on. Go ahead, Chris. Don't stop. Yeah. Just talk faster.
That's what she said.
That's what you said? While you was taking it? That's what you said, Lou?
Don't stop. Talk faster, Lou.
Whoa.
This podcast
is Spanish.
This podcast took a wild turn early.
Nigga, you're in the wheel. Drive straight, nigga.
So I got some questions.
That's what we fucked up.
Yeah.
Let me drive.
I got some questions for Lewis.
Let you in a car, nigga.
What's up?
Why the fuck? What's happening with Jersey? Why the fuck is Jersey so fucked up?
Because I'm not there all the time.
Son.
I'm not there to delegate.
So I feel like it's fucked up because you are there. Son, I went to Jersey yesterday, right? And then
that's when you fucked up.
Yeah, I went to go visit my cousin.
15 minutes away from me.
Yeah,
wow.
And I'm gonna get to that. So then, I'm on my way to Jersey, And then the closer I get to Jersey, you start seeing that orange duct tape with like addendums to like the road signs.
Oh man.
It has captions on the highway.
Yeah, it's like, now it'll be closed. And the shit would be like on a diagonal. They don't put the shit straight. And I'm like, yo, if flutes don't relax.
And I'm then just slapping them as I go home.
Yeah. And then as I get into Jersey, then the signs have a green panel covering the middle. So there's mad space in between. It would be like Jersey Turnpike, big ass space in the middle. And then at the bottom in like 0.12 font. It'd be like,
that's the caption.
It'd be like, right lane. And then there would be another one says, nah, you passed it. I'm like,
yo, I hate when you're driving and you see the signs and they're like, all right, over here, these two lanes are for this exit. These two lanes are for this exit. And then you get to the point where like the two lanes split. Next thing you know, the lane you're in is now a third lane that's going to the exit that you don't want to go to. When did this happen? Every time I go to the mall on the Grand Central, Jones Beach is over here. And I'm just like, why is it set up like this?
Marcel's that car that's like right in the middle where you're not supposed to go.
Son, I be swerving over to the other side. Like, nigga, fuck you if you hit me. You see me coming.
Good luck, everybody. Why the fuck is New Jersey built like a Hot Wheels track? Shit is.
Nigga, Lewis is used to it.
I was trying to go. I hit a loop de loop. Like, shit was like, yo, I feel like I took a
sometimes
wrong turn.
I go to Jersey and I feel like I'm in a foreign country. Like, I'm in some European.
Jersey is a foreign country.
Nah, you know how.
I like to say, when James was driving with me, I felt like we handled it right because I know the ways.
We did. Nah,
you know how fucked up it is? I had maps on. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still on the highway.
You wasn't using Waze?
No, whatever. Who cares?
I'm just making sure.
I'm on Google.
I'm trying to get that check.
From who? Whatever.
From Waze.
All right.
They got a Waze.
Waze. Get it now. Get everywhere you're going.
Sponsored by Waze.
Waze.
La mega 97.
Sabor gigante.
You'll say Waze in Spanish.
El Waze.
Yeah.
Finish up, man. All right.
That's an extra check.
Yeah. So I'm fucking driving. The GPS, I'm on the highway. The GPS, for some reason, think I got off the highway and are now on local streets. And are
that's
now
weird,
are now directing shit, me on local streets. I'm like, nigga, I haven't left the highway.
My shit always thinks that I stayed on the highway.
Yo, it's so fucked up.
I'd be like three blocks over, and it's like, nah, nigga, you still on the Grand Central. Yeah. Like, nah.
And then it updated, and then it was trying to take me, but it took me through, yo, like, the mobster route.
That shit be the worst.
Son,
the mobster routes be scary.
Yo, son, yeah. I saw a nigga digging a hole, and I was like, I want no parts. The whole strip was black.
Yeah.
It was no parts. On the way,
one nigga
on the way back from Jersey to Queens, though, mad easy.
Oh, like that trip is always mad smooth.
Going there is mad fucking weird shit.
Yeah. It's so crazy, because going back is, like, straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So now I get to my cousin's house, right? We chilling and shit like that. And I put up a little boomerang, me drinking and shit like that.
It looked lit.
I had a little tag, you know, West New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it said.
No. It said West New York, New Jersey.
Oh, West New
and
York.
And I sat there and looked at it for a while, like, what does this mean?
I don't know.
I looked at it and said, that's the next city over.
I was like, where is he? Is he in New York or is he in New Jersey?
Both of them.
It's like, you know how East New York.
Oh, CPOC.
East New York is in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We have West.
Oh.
Because it's on the west side.
That's but
it's
mad Jersey. Far.
West side?
But East New
y'all
York.
Y'all niggas want to be us so bad.
So
never can.
So now listen.
Clothesline them, Lou.
I will.
So now listen. So now I am sitting there. I put up the little boomerang. Lewis responds to it and goes, oh, shit. Yo, you mad close. And I'm like,
you right there.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you right there. And I'm like, gang, gang. He was like, yo, I'm too drunk to pull up. And I'm like,
what?
Nigga, I didn't invite you. Yo, drunk ass.
I didn't need the address. I would have just showed up.
Yeah.
Drunkenly invited himself.
And I was like,
and then said he can't come.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. That was me.
I was like, I don't even know where I am. How do you know where I am?
It don't matter.
I know exactly where you are.
Lou was drunk playing arcade games and shit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was the whole trip.
Now, I was over there on Park Ave. This shit is, it's like low-key nice over there.
Oh, your cousin can live on Park Ave?
Huh? I got niggas on Park Ave.
Your cousin can live on Park Ave.
Why, is it white?
That nigga doing well for himself.
I should have pulled up.
I can use that connect.
Out the situation.
Now, this shit is nice. Yo, the thing with like some of these Jersey condo apartments, just like that, the nigga had his outlet. It was in the middle of the wall. And I'm like, how the fuck do you get... What? I'm like, what if I went to charge my phone? This shit's just gonna be dangling.
Yeah. Basically, get along with charging, nigga.
Yeah, word. This shit was dope though. That's those rooms are spacious. Mm. Like it's
compared to New York rooms, yeah.
You could a studio, his living room, you could fit a whole New York studio apartment in his living room. Mm-hmm. And when you're outside of the buildings don't look like that big. But you go in there, I don't know. Them niggas is like the Fantastic Four. They playing with like anti-gravity and shit like that. Like mm-hmm. that shit is okay. that shit different in there. But yeah, this shit was cool. I think Jersey Parkin in like North Bergen and shit like that, way worse than anything in like Corona yeah. and shit like yo, I was
the whole Hudson County parking is just terrible.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of their parking signs. It says no parking Monday through Sunday. And I'm like, if it's all days, why the fuck do you even need a sign? Why don't you just put no parking?
And a lot of them you need like the residential permit.
Yeah, the permit. They got signs in white and green, white and red,
the orange joints.
Avoid, it was like
avoid no the orange joints.
No parking between 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on every other Tuesday, but only during a leap year. If you're driving backwards, I'm like, I'm going home. Like,
yeah. You got to carry the one. Yeah. You got to carry your car home. Yeah. You don't even know if you can drive back.
Eventually, I just found a parking spot. I'm like, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. I don't care anymore.
We're in the city. How many signs do we have to read?
Yo, bro, we had to get out, read the sign, and then we had to read the regular signs, and then there was signs on the trees. On the trees and shit.
That's fucked up when you park, and then like you leave the car running to get out to read the sign and have to get back in and pull off.
I read the sign. I had to go back to the car, get James to explain what I just read. I was like, yo, did I read that right?
I did that one time. I walked down the block, took a picture of the sign, brought it back, showed my girl. I'm like, yo, fam, you think we good? She's the wrong person to ask. She knows she's not going to have to pay the ticket. I'm going to have to pay the ticket.
That's got like no liability from the Louis C.K. show where he walks up to a parking sign, and it's like three signs, and they all contradict each other. And it's him and like five other people trying to park in the same spot, trying to figure out what it means. Niggas just start arguing with each other like, no, you can park here from Sunday to Tuesday, but only from 8 a.m. to 8:15. But then you can't park here from 8:15 to 8:30. You got to come back.
it's a good 10 minutes.
Yo, you know what the worst? The worst is living in like... If you live in like Harlem and shit, and I know people that live in Harlem.
Yeah, they gotta run.
Yo, they gotta, if you drive in, oh my, you gotta like, niggas be sleeping in their cars.
Yeah. Niggas that live outside of Queens, I don't know how y'all do that.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Because having to move your car at a certain time, yo, you go, what? Fuck
like,
out of here.
It's like that in Douglaston too. When I had those two friends that were hooking up in the backseat of my car. Right.
You had to get out and move the car for him?
No, I had to.
You went to this type parking, fam.
That was a hell of an Uber right there. Like a chauffeur and orgy.
I had to go.
That was a Luber.
I had to go knock on the window.
He was the Luber.
I had to go knock on the window. Yo, y'all got to wrap this up. I'm going to get a $60 ticket. Like,
my eyes nigga came in. Week. He's like, y'all need any Astro Glide?
He's anything. Like, that's the only thing we wrapping up in here.
You need some wet platinum?
Yeah. Now it was two women.
What that mean?
Yeah.
Women use wet platinum?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
They do.
You should have found out.
Nah, I had cloth seats. They better not have been using no lube in my back seats.
If you, that weird smell in the back ain't, you know.
Nah, yo, that shit was.
Ain't what, James?
Nah, I was.
Finish your thought.
Did I tell that story? Probably. I think I told that story in the podcast because Boots was there.
Yeah, and, I think so. Right.
Boots is always there.
Nah, because what happened
Boots
was.
Boots malfunctioned.
Boots won't be there today.
Yo! Oh, shit! All right.
So, real quick, this is a very condensed podcast. Hopefully, probably, maybe, because, like we said last week, Andrew's getting married today.
In a few hours.
Boots ties his shoe.
And he's not ready.
Boots tied his shoe. Nigga, I'm not ready.
None of us is ready.
Like, son, I'm here. I got to go home. I got to shower.
Yo, I feel like when we get there, we're gonna have to help set up. I feel it. We're going to get there late, too.
Like, if I have to move anything, nigga, I swear to God.
Nah, so you.
I better cut the cake. Yo, imagine Marcel cutting the cake. Yo, can
he
we
said,
make?
No.
There you go up there with the knife. Excuse me. Yo, can we make this happen, please?
I earned this.
I set this table up.
I moved five tables. Fuck out of here.
I get the first light, bitch.
Nigga, no, Marcel says. Nigga, Marcel putting the bridesmaids through the table.
Listen,
Louis, get the table.
Yo, show them Paul Driver.
I just turned into a death match.
You either catch a bouquet, you catch these hands, shorty. You pick one.
Marcel's gonna catch the boots cake.
Yo, hold on,
boots cake.
Let it be known, none of our girls are going up to catch the bouquet. They're not allowed.
Oh, that's a fact.
Whoa, why? What?
You do your thing.
Oh, right.
I'm not taking no risk. I ain't ready.
I'm like,
I'm
he already
over.
Did it. You good?
I don't.
You're not even going.
I just don't like how you put that on over. None of y'all girls is going. I'm like, I don't got a problem with it. Like,
hey, nigga, I was giving you an out in case, Sammy. I take the hit. For
fam,
you.
Fam, I
for you.
I've brought my girl to weddings before.
Why you do that?
Because it's a girl to go to
weddings. Yeah. Just running with it. Because it was a plus one, and she was my plus one.
I'll show you plus one.
No thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that shit would be crazy. Like, I'm just thinking now, it's like, yo, because I have to be there. The service starts at 5. I'm supposed to be there at 4.
Right.
There's been no rehearsal dinner. No rehearsal period. I have no idea what I should be doing.
Shit, nigga, we're winging it.
That's
what really, time does it end? Like, 10?
You got wings?
I hope so.
They got frozen sliders just for you, son.
What time does it end, Chris?
Damn, niggas ain't even get to pick like what meal they want.
I don't know. It ends whenever I feel like going home. I got to work both jobs tomorrow. So. Yeah.
I leave when you leave.
Bet. I leave when James leaves.
All right, so 5:30.
This is my run.
You're right.
You got to drive me to Jersey.
You're right.
What? That's Jesus Christ.
James agreeing to this shit. No, damn, yeah. You're not going to do it.
No, damn, well, somebody got to do it.
Yo, what time we got to be there?
5.
No, we got to be there at 5?
Yeah.
I'll just wrap this up, nigga.
Nigga's on 77.
Wait, Lou, are you staying in New York?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm going back to Jersey. I'm not going to be there that long.
You going to back Jersey right now?
No.
You're going to go to...
After the wedding.
You're going to change in New York.
Imagine this nigga.
And then go to...
This nigga had to go to Jersey, then come back here.
I would have been tired. Yo, no podcast.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, facts. Oh, shit. I felt mad bad. Yo, you passed the whiskey?
I would have been like, yo.
No, shout out the whiskey over here, son. What's the name?
This week's whiskey is Woodford Reserve.
Woodford
Reserve. Double Oak. Not the regular Woodford.
Shout out to Woodford. That sounds like my dad. My dad's name is Walford.
Walford Wall?
Yeah. He was named after his daddy.
Every day, son.
I fight everybody in this room. You make fun of my daddy's name.
That's right. That's right, Lewis. Don't make fun of his daddy's name. It's a funny name.
He sounds like a supermarket.
That's it.
I told you when he used to work at Wall Bombs, they used to call him Wally Wall Bombs.
He need to throw hands with the whole store. Everyone that's in there at that moment catching the smack, at least.
There's no minimum. One in the store. They went out of business. There's no more.
Nigga, at the Wall Bombs reunion.
Reunion. Somebody call Mona.
Yeah, call Mona. Nah, that shit slap.
Now, I mean, your dad need the consequence at least one nigga.
Oh, punch him at the back of the head.
Yo, catch Chris in the new season of Love and Supermarkets.
I can see Chris there.
Love and retail.
I love retail.
Oh man, that shit. Yo, speaking of fucking retail, right? So I'm at my second job,
right?
At the undisclosed location because it's in my seasonal contract that I can't say nothing about them specifically.
Is that really?
Specifically.
Are you bullshitting or that really?
No, he's dead ass. Serious. I'm dead ass.
They put a clause in his contract.
We got to talk about that later.
Yeah, they was like, yo, you can't say anything.
You want to rearrange his contract?
Oh, I'm managing. I got you.
They NDA'd him.
Yeah, they was like, you can't.
I work on that.
You can't post anything about us. You can't say anything about us. But I'm not mad because the benefits. That
wait, but how did they know though that you would?
I don't know. Maybe like say if I'm following a manager or like something like that, and they say something, they decide to say something to somebody else. I don't know. But whatever. Like I don't like that's not something that I'm gonna be like. Well, why can't I? Like I don't give a fuck. Like all right,
let me shout you out.
Like I just won't. Whatever.
Yeah. Fuck him.
But the discounts are too good for me to fuck that up. So I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna shut up. I also wanted to speak about that. Something that Toys R Us never did. Yesterday I'm at my little seasonal job and shit like that, and I'm on register. So it's seasonal time, so there's like 5 registers set up and shit like that. And this gentleman, he's like 40 something years old, and he's getting rung up. And then there are 2 teenage girls, right? And they were like, you can visibly see that they are 15, 16 years old in that ballpark, right? Mm-hmm. Underage ballpark. That's, clearly.
Clean that up quickly.
Clearly.
A ballpark.
Yeah.
I told you to clean it up before that happened.
But he did. I was scared when I heard boo. I was like, Jay. Edit. But so they're waiting to get called. And one of the young ladies is wearing a shirt that says, let's...
Nope, already.
No, it's a Star Wars shirt, and it says, let's cuddle and watch Star Wars. And you know how they have the opening tech scene?
Yeah.
It's laid out like that.
Okay. Oh.
So...
That's actually what I did yesterday.
So...
Nice.
It's
that last movie sucked.
Yeah. So now, this gentleman, who's clearly 40, looks to these 2 young girls... points and goes, hey,
nope.
No.
He goes, hey, He's like, I love that shirt. Also, I'm down for it.
Nah.
And I'm like, you should have jumped over the register.
Son,
I love that shirt. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can just legitimately like the shirt and then keep it moving.
I would have said, yo, that shirt's dope.
Oh, that's a cool shirt.
And then leave it at that.
Yeah, that's it.
I was about to jump over that counter and be like, yo, what the fuck? But by the time that I looked over to see who he was talking about and saw that they were underage, he had his receipt and he was halfway out the store.
Oh, he's done this before.
And I looked at everyone around me and I'm like, yo, y'all didn't catch that? And the girl came up to me because I was going to ring her up. And she was like, okay. She looks at her friend. She was like, thanks, weird guy. And I was like, yo, you guys felt that too, right? I was like, yo, I'm so sorry. But I was like, well, the same thing, the same idea registered in our head, right? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is up with this creepy ass old motherfucker? Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, guys. I'm going to ring you up slower than I usually would just to create some distance, just in case. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I whispered to them.
Like a real nigga?
Yeah, and I was like, and then when I was done, I said, hey, guys, I was like, hey, you know, have a nice day. And I was like, yo, just watch out. And I was like, yo, if you feel uncomfortable, just come back to the store and let me know. And then, like, whatever. It was like, yeah, thank you. I was like, yeah, I got hands and feet. Like, I would 1,000% lose that job over something morally like that. Yeah. Like, I don't give.
Yo, what the
fuck? But yeah, that shit was like, and honestly,
it's creepy, man.
Like, I'm trying to as much bail as I could. I was like, yo, maybe he just saw the shirt and thought too fast and didn't see that they were young. Cause there's a good amount of distance also, between the line and where he was. But
based on your undisclosed job, there's a lot of individuals that wind up in places like that just don't have any sense of like,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like they just don't, like, I don't know, shit just doesn't connect for them in their head.
It's until
like afterwards, and then like, so it really could have just been like a really innocent moment.
Yeah,
for him,
that's why I didn't.
But he just didn't think about it.
Yeah, so I'm like, it was like a really like conflicting,
but still
weird,
creepy
shit.
As shit.
Very.
And shout out to you for being on top of that and telling them like, yo.
So I was like, y'all jump over this counter. I'll show you the force, nigga. I just choked the shit out that motherfucker. But
we've been in some places where we've seen those dudes and like, we may or may not like have experienced moments with that weird guy before, and you just know like, nah, he's just like slightly off.
He's just
so he didn't mean that, and it's just like he's just awkward.
It's just certain people that don't know how to interact with people.
Yeah.
So their filter is slightly different in certain social situations. I'll say that.
Their filter is yucky.
So after that.
Yo, yucky is a yucky word.
So after
you remember Yuck Mouth?
Yeah.
That's a wild name for a rapper.
Wild name.
But listen, after that, I had another guest, right?
Uh-oh.
It was a family. It was this mother. And her son, who had to be like 5 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And the
old guy liked the shirt too.
There was a mother and her son, 5 years old, right? I was ringing them up, and then the husband was in the background by some mugs, and he picked up this mug, and he was like, he called her, he said her name, and he was like, yo, you should get this mug that describes you perfectly. And the mug said, I love to fart. And then she's funny. Because he like kind of yelled it across the store.
That's not
so
funny.
She started cursing him out in Spanish. And then the little 5-year-old boy says, mommy, daddy should get a mug that says big wet butts. And I was like, yo!
What daddy be doing at home? Yo!
Daddy, man, we know what that nigga's search history look like. Big wet butts?
Maybe you shouldn't let your son use your phone anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sir, you need to delete your cookies before you let your child go on DisneyJr.com.
Wow.
Nigga said delete the cookies and the cake.
Ooh. He was like, mommy, daddy should have a mug that says big with butts.
You know, Chris gave that little nigga a high five.
Yo, I was dying.
Kids say the darndest things, man.
Oh, I was like, that shit was funny. I have fun at that job. That job is fun as fuck.
That job has fun at you.
What?
Huh?
Hey, I said what I said.
Nah, but listen.
I'm not wrong.
I got beef with Toys R Us again.
Because they're back.
They don't exist.
They're back. They're back.
They opened up one in Secaucus.
Yeah.
My man JDF was there. Shout out JDF.
Jason David Frank?
Yeah. Oh.
For what?
He I don't know. He just posted it online and he was like, yo, I thought they was closed.
That's dead what he said.
He just drove by and was like, oh, let me see if I can buy myself a
drink. He was like walking by in the mall and he was like, oh, shit. Nah.
Yeah. Oh, the new one? I can't go to the new mall in Chicago?
I guess that's what it was. Yeah,
I just seen like Shade Room or whatever posted.
Maybe I'm bugging.
But
No, Chicago got a big ass new mall or some shit.
Nah, yeah.
So we gonna take a podcast trip?
Hell yeah. Isn't
it supposed to be like the second biggest mall or something like that? Yeah.
She got a water park in it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, man. What?
Yeah.
She got a whole water park in
it. It's bigger than Palisades?
It's fucking huge.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
shit.
Huge, son.
Who puts a water park? That's a flex.
Jersey.
But the whole thing is, it's in Jersey, so I'm never going.
Yeah, the whole thing. No, but it's like right there in Jersey.
Nah, but it's still in Jersey.
All right,
the whole thing that's about miles. It is that
I'm not doing that.
You can't fucking get to it because Jersey's built like a fucking Hot Wheels track.
Yep,
you can't.
Oh, my fault. He was in.
I gotta put my car in a loop.
He was in the one in Houston.
But like, I want to talk about Toys R Us because this is my second technical like retail job in general, like ever. The first one, like I said, was Toys R Us. Blah blah blah. Fuck Jeffrey, stole my shit, can't catch me. And then
Uno cards, nigga.
Yeah. I can't. Like, what was our discount at Toys R Us? Was what, 10%?
10%.
What?
Yeah, it was on 10%. And you can't apply it to baby food, baby formula, video games, electronics,
anything. The cool shit.
Yeah.
Anything that you would want.
Nah, that's stupid.
Right? So I come to, you know, this job, and I'll say this shit is upwards of 50% on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Upwards of 30% or 30% on other things.
Right.
They have an employee appreciation day where, you know, special percentage off on all items.
I appreciate an employee so much, my nigga.
Nah, it's in the rules. It says not for resale or personal gain.
Text me after the show. I got I'm going to send you a whole list.
And then there's then they have like Christmas bonuses where it's like, yo, if you're full-time, part-time, or work this many hours, you get X amount of dollars. But if you're seasonal and blah, 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 you get like this gift card. And I'm like, that's way better than Toys R Us has given me.
Yeah.
I've never felt such appreciation.
Son, my shitty jobs had way better percentages than Toys R Us.
Like, I've never felt such appreciation as just a seasonal peon worker at that job. Yeah. Than any other retail spot. Like, I don't know how anybody...
And you've been there for like a month.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can hate that specific place,
yeah.
Like working at that specific place, because they're really not demanding at all.
Yeah, I knew Toys R Us wasn't shit when they gave me my 8-year gift, and I didn't even know we were getting one. Like, oh, they got you a gift for working here 8 years. That shit was a pen.
Wow. Did it say Lewis on it?
Nah, yeah. It was just a regular ass Bic.
A Bic? They got it from the, like, the stock room?
Yeah. They said, suck my Bic.
Yo, remember...
hands and feet.
Remember when Toys R Us used to make you buy your own red polo?
Yeah.
And then towards the end, they got those bum-ass blue Gildan t-shirts.
Yep.
I'm so glad I started designing, like printing clothes and like starting to learn that side of the world, because Gildan is really trash.
Yeah, it's super trash.
It really is.
One wash, you're done.
But so listen, this is what I used to do with Toys R Us. You remember in the manager's office, like the HR's office?
Yeah.
In the break room, they kept them in the closet?
Yeah.
Every shift, I would just take a new one.
Yep.
And just, I would just go in there and just take a new one. Like every like maybe two shifts. I never washed a shirt. I just took a new one, washed it, and then used it as like a cum rag. And then
okay, that's pretty good.
Threw it out. I say that to say this. Still fuck you, Jeffrey. What else I got to
Jeffrey talk about? Says fuck you too.
I don't know. I'm still waiting on what James got.
Oh.
He was highly excited about this topic.
I gotta go pee.
Four piece.
28 minutes.
28 minutes? Jesus.
What you thought, nigga? It was an hour?
Yeah.
We only hit two topics.
Right, I got another hour in me.
That's what she said.
Hey, thank God she said that. I got another two in me, baby.
I know this nigga does that shit at home because he does it so often here.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what Lauren's face looks like every time.
The neighbors are worried.
Specifically the first time. The first fucking, time she ever heard that.
Nah, she be rolling when I do that shit.
She rolling out the bed.
She actually stops to watch me do that shit because she's like, that shit's mad funny.
It's like, in order to like be that nigga's girlfriend, you have to appreciate the shit like that.
There's a prerequisite.
Like, we all have our things where it's just like, yo, there's some shit we do that should be mad annoying that they have to like.
That's a good topic.
In order to fuck with us.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
Show you a good topic.
I know what mine is. And it's really just like.
I've got a couple.
You fart?
I put them through the gauntlet with that. Nah, I'm a fucking asshole at all times.
You're the fart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I roast my girl constantly. I'll be waiting for her to fuck up.
Me too. I'll
be doing that shit too.
Just, you know, you got to know how to do it.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to know, like,
you got to do it nicely.
When you hit the line of like, yo, this next one's not gonna be funny.
Yo, sometimes you want to cross that fucking line. Because then you don't want to be in the doghouse. Like, yeah, that's when the joke is like at its final
she's
form.
Not gonna
right
appreciate
there.
It. I made fun of it three times within the last hour. Like, I got
you know,
chill.
You know, in Dragon Ball Z they had the Cell games.
Yeah,
Marcel games.
Marcel. Ooh, I don't want
to final form.
Exit game on that motherfucker.
How many jokes can you take in a row without crying?
The girl out here looking like Hercule.
First round, she just steps out the ring like, nah, fuck this.
I had a moment yesterday where just being with my girl saved someone's life. Because I was sitting in.
Saved your life?
No, someone else.
I'm so interested in the story right now.
I was sitting out. I am engaged.
We were picking up food. We had to wait a little bit because they were backed up, so they were just like, yo, just give us like
oh,
five
them too?
Minutes.
I was backed up yesterday too. When aren't you, nigga?
Chris,
I mean,
up.
You either backed up or you runny. Ain't no in between.
So I'm sitting in the bike lane, hazards on, like, all right, cool, I'm going to sit here for a little bit until the food's ready. Group of, like, one biker goes by. Everyone's just chilling, like, it's cool. This group of white bikers go by. Dude hits my side mirror. Mm. I put my car in drive. With the mirror fucked up. And I'm like, whoever's last in this shit is about to have a rough day. And then she just said, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll go to jail, but so will you. Let me relax. But I sat there for like a good 2 hours, mad as fuck. Because that dude, like, it's not even the fact that he did it that pissed me off. It's the fact that he did it like a fucking coward.
Yeah.
Like, you did that. With full intent, like, oh, he's not going to do anything about it. And I feel like so many people go through their day-to-day life thinking they can get away with shit because people don't get punched in the face anymore.
Enough.
And, like, I want to reinstill that feeling so bad.
I like that.
Like, there's so much shit I don't do because I got punched in the face when I did it. And I was like, all right, you don't do that. That's how you learn. But I did that as, like, a fucking 7-year-old. This is a grown-ass man thinking he can run through life. And the fact that he was white made me angrier. Like, I'm gonna just keep it a buck.
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with a bike? I don't fuck with white people that much. So when white people do something that I don't fuck with, I double don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
That's a problem. But like him and all the niggas that were with him, because he did it to me and the car in front of me, and none of those niggas said shit to him. And I was like, so all y'all niggas could get it too. Because you just running along.
You just kept hitting mirrors?
Yeah.
Nah, you're getting fucked.
Oh, like, fun?
Wait, for fun? Nah, because we're in the bike lane. But like, there's all this extra bike lane to the side, like, you can perfectly get by without being where the cars are. He's just being a dick.
Wait, I'm sorry. One second. You mean bike, like bicycle or motorcycle?
Bicycle.
Oh, nah.
There's no motorcycle.
Nah, it's some corny white
dude on a bicycle.
Nah, I'm getting out. I'm not even using my car to murder you.
Nah.
You're getting hands.
If that light turned red and he stopped. Oh, I would have got out the fucking car.
It would have been like,
and I would have fucked him up.
I'm on my Joe Budden.
I'm angry.
I got just thinking about it. I'm on my Joe Budden. I got three rocks. I'm on foot on your ass, boy. Yeah. Fucking up
like, front. I have too many situations in cars where people don't think I won't. Like, they keep thinking I won't get out this shit. Like, I'm not pussy,
nigga. I saw
y'all niggas really like. I'm not pussy, and I'm also slightly mentally unstable. So, like, you catch me in the
That's
wrong
true.
Moment.
Lightly.
Like, have you met you?
Yeah. My anger issues are serious, so I just don't get mad. But once I do, it's really hard for me to turn that shit off.
Hey, yo, don't give this nigga a book bag. You don't want to see what he do with the book.
I don't know if I've told that story, and I won't.
Nah, that's not, I'm not leaving, that story. I'm leaving it there.
But yeah, they that's know stories all, that, yeah.
that poor book bag.
That poor book bag.
That poor person's face, nigga.
That poor face. Yeah, word.
But
nah, yeah, man. 1,000% people definitely got to get punched in the face more. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, just to bring it back to, like I said, like the second job that I'm working, they have people that play, like, they will plug in their aux cord and like play like the music they
listen to. What's
the
rule on that?
It's like, usually
how long does that one person get to rock the aux before someone else takes over?
Usually sometimes it's like, it's the higher up, so it's like no seasonal person is going to get to do it. But like, there's like 3 or 4 people that I know that would plug in their aux, and sometimes they'd be like, yo, sometimes since they're all close, they'd be like, yo, this shit is trash. Like, after a while, they'd be like, yo, this shit is trash, I'm plugging up. And sometimes, or they would just do it. It's kind of like your friend group. It's like, yo, son, enough of you being DJ. I'm DJ now.
Yeah.
So the music style does change. Excuse me. There's certain people that have like a good balance of like different genres, and there's other people who will play just like like folk music or just like
K-pop
or just like other shit.
Too much K-pop.
Like, but again,
I'm going for the 3 a.m. R&B drive.
Ooh. Yo, see, so like. We got one dude that's there. Nasty, we got one dude there who's
you don't talk, nigga, after your playlist.
Yeah. There's one dude there who's good on the aux. Where it's like, all right, I don't like urban Latino music, but he'll mix some of that in. He'll mix some old school hip hop, some old school R&B, shit like that. So I was like, I'll rock with it. Like I'll put up with certain songs that I may not fuck with. Cause I know that in that playlist or his time on the aux, it'll get some shit that I'll bump to.
You're always gonna play something that you know the other person will like.
Yeah. So
that's just respectful.
Me, I'm for the first time in my life, I'm one of the oldest people in like the group. Usually, I'm always, for as long as I remember, I've been the baby in the group.
You know what's funny? I was the same way until I met y'all niggas. Like, I was always the baby, and then y'all niggas came along.
Yeah. Amen. Bees like that.
But, like, to be fair, you're the one that reached out to us. You got the babies. You the weird nigga.
Hey, you wait a minute. I'm the nigga at the store?
Yeah.
You baby stealer.
Yeah, you cradle robber.
Oh, God.
Hey, you with all of this. Yeah.
Yeah. But
no pause, fast forward.
I'm like 3 years older than you, niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, you ancient. So
wow.
So now.
Ancient Lou.
Now, with this store, like, there was a. Somebody played Bismarck E.
You got what I need.
Yeah, just a friend. There you go. Just a friend.
That's it? Okay.
That's it.
So, he could get that off because he sings off key. So,
yeah.
You can literally sing as bad as you want and you would be nailing it.
That's the thing, though. James can sing. And he just chooses to fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
So,
it's like, nigga, I know what you're capable of.
Yeah. So, that song came on. I don't know who was on the aux, but that song came on and I was singing all the words
that's cool.
while I was on register. And the customer in front of me, he was like late 40s. And he was like, yo, you know this?
You know this?
And yeah, I'm like, nigga. Yo, fam. I was like, yo, I'm only 27.
Nigga said I'm worldly, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I'm only 27. But like my soul is like way older than that. Like I know.
No, your soul's like 66.
That's a fact. Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Way older than that.
His bowels are 80, but.
My bowels is like 90, 96.
His bowels in Haiti.
Yeah, my bowels are in Haiti.
Don't worry, I'll go get
his barrels back to his stomach. Yeah.
Yo, Chris can't wait for his body to catch up with his soul.
I'll be dead by then. I'll be dead for a good 7 years by the time that
still
shit.
Still shitting yourself.
Still shitting myself in the afterlife. Just floating in whether heaven or hell exists or just like purgatory, I'll just be floating.
And shit.
In blackness and shitting myself. Or not shitting because I'm backed up in blackness. But yeah, I was singing this song and then I was like, I know all that old shit. And he was like, yo, that's a, it felt almost good to be at this point. Now it's kind of like, yo, you're in this exclusive club of the last of like the great
generation.
Like, yeah, the great generations, I would say. Like, I feel like the earlier half of the millennial generation is the greater half. Like, I'm going 93 to 86 is the last of it.
Okay.
Everyone 94 and up, more times than none, they'll dip into the newer shit that's happening now as far as, like, media, music, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And, yeah, there's people my age that'll dip into it too, but for the most part, they'll still remember, like, a lot. Like, I was talking to one coworker who was, like, 17 years old, and I'm like, yo, fam, I am a decade older than you.
That's crazy, right?
And we're on the same level. And it was just like a little jarring and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, you know nothing. And I was like, son, you don't know when the big screen TVs first came out. They were the fat back joints mm-hmm. that you would have certain houses where you couldn't even get them into the room and you had to plan and put it in a whole other room. You don't remember that. I was like, yo, son, you don't remember Clarissa Explains It All? You don't know who Ferguson is?
That nigga doesn't know why we say roll up the window when we're in a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's always been a button for him.
Damn, and I'm like, I've never had.
That nigga was born in 2002.
I've never had an on par conversation about a certain topic with someone that was born in the 2000s. Like, that's the youngest person I interact with is like my baby brother, like my baby cousin, like Tyler, and he's like just turned 15 and shit like that. And he knows a lot of the stuff because his older brother is 27, 29, was 31, and shit like that. So just the way I came onto certain hip hop was like, I didn't know shit about shit, but my cousin, God rest his soul and shit like that, or no, nigga, devil rest his soul, nigga, wherever you are, I hope your soul is rested, nigga. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Hope you're relaxing, son.
Nigga, wherever you at, I hope you're chilling. It's what I'm trying to get off right now.
I hope you're not shitting on yourself.
Like exactly. This nigga will be. Like, I'm over here in debt and shitting. I hope you're chilling. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say.
Name of the episode.
Yeah. In debt and shitting. So it's like, I used to come home from school and these little niggas don't know about the binder full of CDs, the burned CDs.
Oh, wow.
And shit.
Yo,
like
I still
that.
Got mine.
Yo,
I have mad mixtapes because I can't get them anywhere.
Me
else.
Too. Yeah.
There's so much Dipset music that
there's
these
so,
niggas will never know.
There's so much.
Cam'ron has so many great verses where he rhymes the same word eight times.
They don't even know where to put that in. Pause.
They don't.
That's true. Yeah. They don't.
Remember unpause. Driving in the old school cars with the six CD disc changer.
Yo, that was
like
wild,
that.
Son. I thought my uncle was the nigga, son.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got it, son.
Yeah. So he got the Lexus with the 6 CD changer.
That boy had the phone in there, too. He had to have the phone
nigga,
in there.
Yo, he was flexing.
Worked. He said, don't even pick up that phone.
Hold on.
That bill's going to be crazy.
Please. Y'all remember when you fell in love with that album and you played it so many times it got scratched up?
Yeah.
And you were just like, yo, I'm not buying it again.
And he tried to clean it with alcohol and shit.
That was
not in that sand joint the CD cleaners.
That
shit never worked. That shit never worked.
Yo, I remember from the game store, I bought the... They had the shit for the
this
video
doctor.
Game.
Yeah, I bought that shit. And you put your CD in it and you crank the wheel.
Yeah.
I looked at that like, that don't look like.
Yo, I thought I was the man with that shit.
You know what happened with that? The bristles just scratched up the CD more.
Yeah,
so now I'm like,
I was like, man, wait a minute.
I was looking at it like, I'm not the smartest
one. I'm like, yo, my Crash Bandicoot don't work no more.
I was like, I'm not the smartest nigga, but I put like
that's what it sounded when I cranked it.
I was like,
my Lara Croft would always freeze if I did a front flip. Like, damn, nigga, that's half the game.
Yo, Lara Croft back in the day had mad square cheeks.
And you wanted to clap. That's the crazy thing.
Crazy.
She had triangle titties.
No,
I was
jiggle.
Like, yo,
nigga,
I want to
do
that.
Geometry in that motherfucker.
What's the nudity code again?
Shit. Wow.
He said, bitch, I'll find your hypotenuse.
Niggas came through and was like, yo, Lara Croft is really, what's that bitch name?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, and I was just like, I see it.
Yeah,
I can see
I'm
it.
I'm going to beat my meat to it.
Don't get it twisted, nigga.
McDonald's came out with the toys for the movie, and I was like, thank you. Wow.
He was jerking off to the
He's
McDonald's.
Nasty, now. Nasty.
Did he get McDonald's with a West Side gun at him? Thank you.
But the toy did have big-ass titties, and I was just like, I appreciate it.
He put the toy on his ball piece.
Are you sure what happened, Bill?
I'll show you how.
Triple H was dicking that down every now and then.
Yo! Not Hunter!
That was not Stephanie approved.
What is happening?
Stephanie was a cuck before I knew what a cuck was. Had her action figure in the closet, mad as hell.
Like Woody in Toy Story 4. Why don't nobody want to play with me?
Because sir, Woody.
Woody trying to get it in the closet.
Nigga talking about Forky. That's Fork me.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yo, no,
my song collection was wild.
But who do you, speaking of like old school things, like who do you think was the first person to blow on a cartridge and be like, oh, this will work?
Something in the
I have no idea.
Yeah,
he was right, but he was wrong at the same time.
Yo,
you was just spitting all in your shit.
Nah, you know what I used to do? I used to do that first, and then I'd take a Q-tip alcohol, clean that shit. That shit come out green. I'm like,
ew. I only put it. That's you rubbing all your saved at all.
Start back at level one.
nigga playing Mortal Kombat. Where do my characters go? They on a Q-tip stupid, nigga.
Nigga playing Mortal Kombat on his Hadouken. I'm like, wait, that's not right.
That's a whole different franchise. Tundra, what the fuck is Tundra doing here? Exit game. Nah, that shit. You used to put a Q-tip. You used to just lick the cartridge.
Hey, yeah, y'all niggas was nasty.
What?
That cartridge was dirty, bro.
Oh, that explains your gut problems.
Hey,
a lot of Super Nintendo shit in there.
Hey,
every time he licked it, he heard Sonic's rings fall out.
Hey, man.
It fell on his ass.
Hey, I'm not. Licking Nintendo cartridges taught me how to eat pussy.
Oh.
Dusty.
Yo, anybody else found that weird? That was just me.
You heard how quiet.
I don't know, fam. That
I didn't even have a follow up joke. I
feel like you shouldn't brag about that.
I had something and then it just left.
Oh, man.
Yo.
No regrets.
We should check out Marcy from time to time.
Yo, facts. Nah, we shouldn't, fam.
Too late.
Yo, if Marcy turns into a cartridge, we'll know why.
What? Niggas, what? Niggas not Animorphs. Yo, son, remember
Animorphs?
Yo, remember Animorphs?
Yo, what animal would you morph into?
Huh?
What animal would you morph into?
Probably some stupid.
A fly?
Like, for sure.
Like a sloth?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Look at these niggas. Look at these niggas dapping each other on that bullshit.
Just as, nah, you have
the wackest animal in the animal kingdom.
But he's right.
Nah, you know why?
You know he would be.
You know why I would do it? Y'all ever watch Zootopia? Lou, you and Dad, you was.
Remember? It'd be Lootopia.
They had the sloth running the DMV, and I was so tight. I just want to get people that tight.
You won.
Yo, this podcast would be a struggle. This nigga turned to a
yo, facts. Son, the whole time I was watching this shit, I was like, yo, my man, if you know the process of what you went there for, just grab the papers.
just do it yourself.
Just throw the shit out, son.
It's not too far off from the real DMV, though.
Lou would be a hairless cat.
Wow.
Lou would be.
How do we land on that one?
Just walking around looking like straight ball piece.
Funny.
Yo.
You see?
They call me a nutsack.
Nutsack Lou.
No, don't do that.
Nutsack Lou.
Chris, make the t-shirt.
Chris?
Oh, it's already on the way.
Chris, relax.
James would be a hyena.
Relax your Photoshop, Chris.
I would be a hyena.
You would be.
Yeah. James would be Ed from The Lion King.
Yo. That was my nigga, too.
Yo, Ed was.
That was my nigga.
I'm tight they didn't put him in the news.
I was so mad.
Ed was fucking hilarious.
Oh, man.
Say it again. Mufasa. Yo, when you shiver with a laugh, that shit
remake out. Lost out on so much fire shit. Like, I refuse to watch it.
Honestly,
like,
that shit, it came and went because of all of the aspects that we were looking for.
It was shot really well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not 100%. Mad at the dialogue because I can still go watch the old shit.
Yeah.
I really just wanted to see Mufasa fall in live action. That was it.
I wasn't mad that it didn't, that they made it. I just didn't need to watch it.
Yeah.
I knew
that.
That's how I felt about Aladdin. I didn't watch Aladdin.
Yo, I still didn't see it. Me neither.
I
forgot that.
I didn't have the urge to watch it.
I mean, Will Smith is my dad and all that, but I never...
It's Wilford. Did you watch Gemini Man yet?
It's out? Wait, what?
Yeah, nigga.
On DVD?
It came out.
Wait, what are you talking about? Wait,
Gemini Man.
What's Gemini Man? Explain.
The Will Smith movie where
they send Will Smith to kill.
Oh, no. For some reason, I thought you were trying to segue into Uncut Gems.
No.
Yeah.
That's Friday.
Like, yeah, that's
son,
that's why I
that
got
that movie's
confused.
So serious. Jermaine bought my ticket for me. Like,
oh, yeah, nigga going
niggas
to
know.
Shout out Jermaine.
Always, nigga, when it comes to movies.
Got you. But Gemini Man is out on Amazon?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I thought you asked
me. I remember you were saying you wanted to go see it.
I never got to. James got to see it.
Yeah.
But
I remember you was tight because Marcy didn't want to go see it.
Exactly.
You? And you tried to use me to get her to go.
Yeah. And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It all backfired on Chris.
You could have just gone, fam.
You don't see movies, Dolo?
I do. I still do it. Like, I went to go watch Queen of Slim Dolo and all that stuff. Like, I still do it. It's just, like, the timing of it. Like, every time that I was able to go watch it by myself, we had something to do.
Yeah.
Where it was either Odie's event, the podcast, shit like that. So. Okay. I just never got to it.
I went to go see Knives Out by myself this week.
Is it good?
It was. It was really good.
I like comedy mysteries.
The whole thing is, like, usually in those movies, you're waiting for the plot twist to find out who did it. They tell you that shit in, like, 20 minutes.
Hmm?
And then you spent, like, you know who did it mad early
on. And now
on.
You're just trying to watch them try to get out of it?
And yeah. Was and then the they flip it, and they're like, but did they do it? And they're just like, nigga, wait, what?
I love shit like
that. Like, there's just, like... The main plot twist happens early, and then there's a bunch of other shit where it's just really engaging.
I love shit like that.
Was that when they was like, "Yo, this is a parachute"?
What
was that the one?
Huh?
Was that the what movie you talking about?
Knives Out is the murder mystery movie with Chris Evans, Lakeith Stanfield.
What's that nigga's name? Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, 007, him.
Ana de Armas.
Yeah,
who I will watch in any movie.
Where basically it's like, hey, this rich family. The lead patriarch, dad or whatever, dies. Someone murdered him.
Yeah.
And this agent comes to the house to try to help solve the murder while, like, the will reading is going on, shit like that. I think it was
cool.
It was Chris Evans' first movie after Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was looking at it and I was just like,
Yo, why does this nigga look so young when he shaves?
Yeah.
That shit is weird.
It goes down like 10 years.
Like, he looks younger than me.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of something else.
How do you feel? Let me ask you a question about Chris Evans. How do you feel about non-Steve Rogers movies? Because I feel like he has like a genre of kind of movies that he does outside of the Marvel shit.
The thing about Chris Evans is like he's got a ceiling as far as acting.
Yeah.
He's not that great.
That's
kind of... Snowpiercer wasn't good.
Who? Nick, you lying. Snowpiercer was great.
I didn't like it.
Who the fuck is Snowpiercer?
Not Another Teen Movie was great.
That was
other than that, he has no other, like, Knives Out is cool, but he's barely even in the movie.
But his role in, like, what I'm saying is, like, his role in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
It's like, he, for the most part, plays some young, cool guy.
Cool, jockey type guy.
He's that guy.
Like y'all
he's already been typecast.
Y'all watch This Is Us?
Nah. Is he on that, too?
No. I was going to compare him to another character, Kevin. Okay. The guy who played Green Arrow in Smallville.
Oh,
Justin Hartley. He's on that show. So he's like another Chris Evans to me.
See, I feel like Chris Evans is a dude that would kill a TV show, like an HBO TV show. There's certain actors where like you compare them to dudes that only do big budget movie, like Leonardo DiCaprio should never be on a TV show now because he acts Chris too Evans, well to
he'll,
get
he'll
paid
be good
that.
On like a Jack Reacher type show for HBO.
Some shit like that. If you put him on Jack Reacher, I'd probably watch it.
Chris Evans. Right. Is just
the nigga that they got on there now. I'm not
watching. That's Jim, man.
Chris Evans is a
Jim Halpert.
Is a
who?
You know who it is.
You know who Jim Halpert is.
From where?
The office.
Why would I know that?
Because we talk about the office and everybody knows Jim. John Krasinski. Everybody knows. You want him as Mr. Fantastic.
Man. Oh, him. Yeah.
See? I know he knew. He's just playing stupid. Stupid. Anyway.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah, which one of y'all niggas will fight first? That was too many stupids for me to not throw hands.
I'm on my third cup of whiskey. Yeah. When the stupid sounds like an echo and everybody's looking at you, like, I get
somebody
it.
Gotta get hit.
Boy Chinese, right. Nigga, boy Chinese.
Like, oh, y'all niggas think I'm pussy?
We forgot about the boy Chinese, nigga.
Niggas looking at me in my eyes calling me stupid multiple times. Like,
he said, while this light-skinned nigga's wearing sunglasses indoors.
You're not gonna call me stupid with the
nigga,
drink.
You took it off and then put him on the record.
Yeah.
You're lucky to say you know a video podcast.
It's not.
Because niggas would know you look crazy every week.
Yeah. But I tell them.
It's dim in here.
It's dim in
here.
This nigga can't see shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why are you co-signing this?
I don't know.
Who get hit first?
Wow. I'm out of here for you.
But now Chris Evans is kind of just like a buff diet. What's his name?
Buff diet?
Is a buff diet.
I was waiting for him to finish.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He's a gluten-free Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Wow. He's a gluten-full Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Way better actor.
Right. That's why I said
he's also not buff.
That's why I said Chris Evans is a buff diet version of him.
Chris Evans got to figure out what he's gonna do. A lot of them have to figure out what they're gonna do now that they're not making the Marvel movies anymore.
Did you watch 21
did
Bridges?
Did you peak? No.
I want to. It didn't get the best reviews, but I want to because I love Chadwick Boseman.
I looked at it and it looked bad. Yeah, and it looked bad. I know Chadwick Boseman's not that good.
He's a good actor. What are you talking about?
He's a hype fame.
In what?
Everything I've seen him in, other than Black Panther. The Marvel movies really make you think niggas are fire.
What about
nail those characters?
No, like, I liked.
What about James Brown?
I like 42 and all that stuff.
42, I thought they were both a hype.
Oh, wasn't he in like that?
But like his performance as those people were cool.
12 Years a Slave? Wasn't he in that one?
I don't watch slave movies.
Yeah, neither do I. I have a very hard stance against watching slave movies.
I just don't.
My whole thing is like they make them to remind us, and I refuse to contribute to that economically.
Yeah, damn it. But
although I hear 12 Years a Slave is actually like the one slave movie you should watch.
It was.
Don't care. Yeah. Not watching
I'm still not going to watch
it.
I think Brad Pitt was the one that directed that or something.
He executive.
Yeah, exactly.
He produces a lot of movies. He can hold my balls too. I don't care. Like,
I can't tell Chris's background.
I'm not going to forgive him for World War Z. That movie fucking sucks.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. I was so mad.
That book is good, though.
The book is good.
Yeah.
The idea of
this is the thing. This is like a sin when a fucking book is better than the visual adaptation.
Niggas that read the books for anything that gets adapted to anything else will always tell you the book is better because it is because they have more detail to it.
Yeah, of course.
But I also hate people that tell me that
the thing that's adapted should also be good. Game of Thrones is good. The book is better. I'm sure. I haven't read it.
Also, with shit like that,
but like
Harold Potter is good, but
No, but you gotta think about like when you're reading a book. Yeah, there's more detail.
I caught it. I just left it. Yeah, it's fine.
I was trying to leave it there too.
Nigga called him Harold.
What up, I'm just like, nigga, what? Why?
Why not?
Him and Hermione.
Hermione. When no one is around you.
Say, baby.
Yo, remember
I
when nigga was really trying to pump her as like a sex symbol?
Yeah, when she was 15, like, yeah,
she's pretty. Yeah, that was the crazy part.
Like, yeah, but
she
I was
like 15.
Yeah, but I was like 12. So yeah.
It was it worked. To like it.
Yeah,
we weren't the ones pumping that though.
Oh, no. Nah.
It was the 40-year-old niggas on the internet
that's
commenting
weird
on Star Wars
facts. Yeah. They needed to take it easy.
It was the nigga that came to the fucking register. Was that?
Remember
that
when was niggas him was trying to pump Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, they're still trying to do that.
Son, she's one of the few actresses I would pay extra if it meant she would keep more clothes on and everything. Like,
God damn.
Yo, there's nothing remotely attractive about that
woman. She's in the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. I will not see that movie.
She's Charlie's Angels dressing like me from last year. Like, I don't want to see that.
Yo, let me ask you this then. All right, Drew Barrymore.
She wearing Wranglers in the movie. Like, what are you doing?
So let me ask you. Drew Barrymore versus Kristen Stewart.
I got a thing for Drew Barrymore. Ooh. Keep it above.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Not
fire
sexually, like acting was.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. She gave me movies where I was like, oh, that's decent acting. She's not great, but decent. Okay. Kristen Stewart just like
listen
looks around like she's indifferent all the time.
Exactly.
And not every character.
Drew Barrymore will always be all right.
Yeah. But like I was saying earlier, with like the books, it's like you read them and it's like, yeah, there's more detail, but you're also envisioning your version of the story. So that's always going to be better.
I hated when I watched Hunger Games because I had in my head this idea of what everything looked like.
Exactly.
And then I saw it.
Look, nothing like that.
And I was just like, damn, my imagination is so much better than yours, nigga.
Exactly.
There were certain things in that movie though. I was like, yeah, y'all nailed exactly what I thought it looked like. And then I'd be like, oh, well, I didn't need to see this.
All right, so let me ask you.
Those movies are pretty cool.
So to segue, since we're on movies and shit like that, Black Widow trailer.
Yo.
Oh, I still didn't watch it.
I really fucked with it just because it was what I envisioned a Black Widow movie to be. Mission Impossible with superheroes.
Right. So I am, my thing is, it's like I'm 100% on board with this movie, not because I am a Black Widow fan or just like
he doesn't give a fuck about Black Widow.
I don't. Hey,
if you want to read Black Widow, read Mark Waid's run from I believe that was like 2017, 18 around there.
Yeah, because you were at Midtown.
Yeah,
and you was the one that put me onto that one.
Yeah, that shit is hard.
Yeah. Well, the whole first issue is just like action. There's no dialogue.
One word bubble in the whole issue.
Yeah,
it's at the very end.
That's great.
But, shit is amazing.
It was just a grunt.
Yeah, it tells you. It tells you a lot visually, and I think it speaks to a character a lot when you can just show me visuals and I can get what's going on with them. Almost like a fill in the blank. So,
like I understood why she was doing what she was doing by the end, and like there were no words.
Chris was very happy with that because Chris doesn't like reading words.
I was so excited
because
I got
books
to read.
If don't got pictures. You know me. I'll read a bunch of pictures, but I don't read books. If don't picture. Got pictures.
Yo, niggas try to clown people that read comic books. Like, yo, you don't read real books, and they never
Nigga,
put
they
together
are.
The fact that like reading something with colors and pictures is better for your brain than just reading words.
Yeah,
it forces you to use both sides.
Also,
like, it stimulates both.
Yeah. Also, comic books are books. Yeah. It's just a script with the words separated. It's the same shit. It's just
and it's
instead-
just cool. Also, who the fuck are you when you're running around telling people they can't like what they like? Like your life must suck.
Also, if you're the type of person that could say that, yo, fight me.
Yeah. Back to Black Widow.
Oh,
yeah.
The Black Widow.
I'm all in.
My
Florence Pugh was in it, and I will watch anything with Florence Pugh in it.
Also, her last name is Pugh, which I think is really dope.
Yeah.
My whole thing is like, I'm not a Black Widow fan. I'm not a Scarlett Johansson Black Widow fan and shit like that. Glad she gets her own movie. Yeah, whatever.
It's weird that she gets it after she dies.
Yeah.
But like, all right.
I'm interested in the fact because, again, like knowing what I know about this character and it's like, why should I care about your backstory after you die and shit like that? I don't have faith in this movie based off the information and the timeline they gave me. But off the trailer, I feel like they could prove me wrong, and I'm interested in the fact if they can actually prove me wrong.
But they got what's that nigga's name?
Taskmaster?
Red Agent or some shit?
Red Guardian.
Yeah. He's in there. That's cool.
Which is just Hopper. Yeah. I made this whole thing. It's just Hopper. You know, at the end of
Stranger Things.
He ends up in Russia.
Yeah, my boy told me like
I connected it.
I didn't watch it, and he was just like, if you watch the end of Stranger Things and then you watch this, it makes too much sense, and it's weird.
I love it.
Like, yeah, it's cool.
I love it. I love it. Red Guardian is just Russia's Captain America, and it's played by what's his name? Dennis Hopper? No, not Dennis Hopper.
No, I don't remember.
Jack Hopper? Real name. John Hopper? David Hopper. Dave. I was gonna get there eventually. David Hopper.
I'm just like, yeah. I remember Florence Pugh's name.
Not David. It's Pugh, Pugh. Hopper is his name in fucking Stranger Things. What's his real name? David something.
You want me to look it up?
Gardner.
David. You know who it is, nigga.
Yeah, the nigga from Stranger Things. Hopper from Stranger Things.
That's it. They know.
I'm drunk. Him.
Hey, all I want to say real quick, Elizabeth Banks. That movie comes out a month before Wonder Woman. I want you to keep that same energy when both of them hit number one on the charts. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
David Harbour.
I want you to come David back and Harbour. Just talk about Harbour. How stupid
Harbour.
You are.
Harbour, yeah.
That's it, shorty.
Also, the trailer's out right now, but we're here. We got to watch
Wait,
it.
Wait, the Wonder Woman trailer?
It was supposed to drop 12:30.
As soon as I get home, nigga.
I'm going to watch it as soon as I fucking end this fucking podcast.
I'm going to keep it. All right, bet.
Yeah.
Pull it up right there.
Yep.
I'm
not going to force this nigga to turn his computer off.
I'll turn it on. I don't care.
I mean, I got a whole ass laptop. So.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, but
that's
you don't got the fucking sound.
We're going to leave James here to turn this shit off and shit.
No,
technically, we
not.
Can't hook it up to the sound.
Oh, my bad.
But anyway, yeah, I'm interested to see if that trailer can prove me wrong. And I feel like it can, but it's always the first trailer. Like Captain Marvel.
I only watch first trailers.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. I saw the first trailer and I wasn't like, I didn't have the same feeling as like, yo, you could change my mind about this, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't motivated.
Yeah.
This one, I'm ironically motivated to see this, knowing what, even though everything that I know tells me I shouldn't be, because why does the story matter if she's dead? It really a story doesn't go any, there's no stakes if I know you survived this because it's a prequel and I saw what you did after this and I saw your demise. Who gives a fuck? But knowing Marvel and shit like this, I feel like there's actually a chance after seeing this trailer that there is. Also, I really fucking love Taskmaster. Mm-hmm. And he has like one of the doper masks, I want to say, in comic books. It's just like a ripoff of Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But I fuck with it. And I'm always for free-falling action scenes. If you can fight a nigga while you're falling from the sky, you're dead. You really hate that nigga. Yeah. But my only fucking beef with this.
Uh-huh. Give us a beef and broccoli, nigga. Come on.
And they have to explain this. Black Widow goes back to Russia, and she interacts with her entire family.
Who's not like actually her family.
Who's not actually her family. But she grew up in the same organization. The same assassin academy that was veiled under a nunnery or some shit like that, more or less, right?
Yeah.
And she's the only fucking one without a Russian accent.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
Hey, nigga.
The thickest of election rigging accents. And she's over here talking about, hey guys, what's up? Like, get the fuck.
She still has her accent from Don John.
Yo, what?
Wow. That's an amazing movie.
That movie is sexy in the dirtiest of ways.
I've never seen Julia Roberts like that.
Yeah. So, my.
That's not who it is. Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't remember that bitch's name. Yeah.
She looked like a Julia Roberts.
Sandra Bullock?
No, it wasn't.
No. That's the only other person that looks like Julia Roberts.
That's okay. I never saw Don John. I saw the first 30 minutes of Don John.
You missed out, man.
Until I saw Tony Danza and him slapping each other in the chest while wearing like guinea tees.
Ooh.
Which is a term I know you can't say, but what the fuck else do I call it? And shit like that, but whatever. The only explanation that I have, right, that Marvel Studios can like fix in there as a retcon, because I have no faith that Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, can do an authentic Russian accent, is to say, hey, I hate what you motherfuckers in Russia did to me and made me who I was, that when I left you guys and I started working with S.H.I.E.L.D., I wanted to drop everything associated with Russia about me if it wasn't about a mission, mm-hmm. right? So she adopted and mastered like an English accent, just like all these motherfuckers from the UK come over here. And I love all of them. By the way, this is not a knock on the actors in the UK that come over here and take the roles. Y'all are killing it for the most part. Mm-hmm. If you could do it, you tricked me. Nigga, I'm buying a ticket. I'm there. Is that I don't think Scarlett Johansson can do that accent. So I think she's just... they're going to mass. It's like, I hate everything about Russia. So when I left and I started working with S.H.I.E.L.D., everything about me is American and straightforward. That's how they're going to play it up. Because they did the same shit with Elizabeth Banks, Scarlet Witch. Age of Ultron, Wilson. That
Age of Ultron. Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen. There you go. My bad. Because this nigga brought up Elizabeth Banks earlier. Elizabeth Olsen. I said I'm drunk.
Keep that energy.
That Age of Ultron, that accent was trid-ash.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in I think it was Infinity War, she was like, oh, hey, you're not going to go catch the train, Vision? I love you. I'm like, kisses, kisses. And I'm like, where the fuck did the accent go? No one explained it. The only thing...
I just let it rot. She wiped it.
Honestly.
The thing is, you kind of have to... It's like, hey, working with S.H.I.E.L.D. the same way we did with Black Widow, we Americanized you.
Hands on hip.
Yeah. My thing was like, yo,
it was trash.
That
and EOS, they got rid of
that
it.
The EOS program
cool.
is hard.
Yeah, cool. But the unfortunate fact is, and it sounds bad, I don't care about Black Widow or Scarlet Witch as characters in the MCU because of what they did with them. Yeah. And knowing their original back... It's not because they're women. It's because knowing their original backstory, because like I said, Black Widow, Mark Waid, or Marcel said, Black Widow, Mark Waid's run. It's a really good run.
Yeah, I fucking love that shit. It was right? great. It was one of it's my favorite comics at that time.
It's not because we're anti-woman superhero. Huh? It's like, hey, you're doing the surface
level shit.
Y'all
niggas heard me
shit.
Rant about how much I love Captain Marvel, but exactly. hated that movie.
Exactly.
Because they just didn't do that character the way they do that character in the
exactly.
comics.
Exactly. So it's like, why? I don't care enough about those actresses doing those characters or where they're portrayed in the movies to care about the fact that you just drop their accents, their origin accents and stuff like that with no explanation. I'm just like, all right, cool. Yeah, what's next? Like, so
we'll take but, it. But really looking forward to this Wonder Woman trailer though, because I really love the first Wonder Woman, and there were like a handful of things about it that I didn't enjoy, and I'm sure they'll improve upon
there's
that.
There's one. Did you see the teaser?
Nah.
All right.
I didn't watch anything.
So there's this one teaser, right? Where she engages with like this.
I guess I'll show you with leather pants more.
That tries to there's this guy that tries to shoot her or something like that. And she takes the gun, draws the slide back, you see the bullet pop out, and she takes her her wristlet.
Gauntlet?
And her gauntlet. No, I think it's a wristlet. Okay. Gauntlet goes over the hand wristlet.
Over the whole
it's
hand.
Just, yeah. She takes her wristlet.
This is really a bracelet, but all right.
Yeah. And just knocks the bullet, and I feel like she's gonna shoot another nigga with the bullet that she just hit with her wrist.
My nigga,
if that happens fire. In slow motion, I am going to lose my shit.
Yeah. Yo, remember when they shot Superman in the eye in slow motion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never watched that movie because I saw that in the trailer. Yeah. It was just like, I'm good.
All right, before we get out of here, because James said he has one thing to talk about, so I'm just gonna talk about this one more blurdy thing.
The blurdy things. The blurdy things.
The blur things. Blur things. Bullet. Because you all know I'm blurtish. Oh, yeah. Say something.
Yeah.
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 I like to take a trip to the swamps.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Now I gotta go.
You ain't rolling?
I'm good.
I go down to New Orleans.
They're so fat. They're under boots.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Nah.
They're under boots.
Not going to the swamp. Catch me on the strip eating. That's
nigga,
it.
Who's under boot don't stink?
You're not caught up with Marcel. You're not caught up with any of the CW shows, right?
Nah, at this point, I don't even watch.
Marcel looked like he's caught up with CW.
I'm caught up with Watchmen,
right?
Which is far more important than everything else happening on TV.
Watchmen is fucking flawless.
Watchmen is like it's very high contender for best TV show this year.
Flawless.
It is amazing.
Flawless.
Like there's
I gotta
so
watch
much
this
shit.
Yeah, right?
I started off saying like, yo, it's cool if it's you a high review comic, over you here. Still enjoy it. And I'm just like, yo, if you didn't read the comic, you are missing out on like
James,
half the greatness.
James, I
want
to buy you the book. I want you to own this copy of the book.
I have it. As long as you don't bend the shit and you give it back, you can have it.
Nah, but the thing is, I didn't give you the book yet because I just gave you all the Power Rangers.
Yeah,
so you got to finish that.
Don't worry, I'm like halfway done.
This nigga got a million comic books.
It's only like 70 something.
Nigga.
Yeah. When,
only 70 something. Like right before. I mean, he got 7,000. So. Right before Shorty said, you didn't even ask who he is. I was just
I
like,
God.
Damn it, I got to watch this.
And you know what it was? And I'm like, yo.
Yo, that's just tonight.
Luis, load that up on your laptop. Hyped,
nah. The whole thing about that whole reveal and shit like that. And I hate that we're so cryptic and whatever, even though it came out last week.
Hey, if niggas watch the show, they know.
Oh. So is that I felt like. I said, look at HBO taking these two actors, right, and making one the lead as she should be, like Regina King and all that stuff, and taking this other one, who I know his stock is going up. He's done some pretty fucking good roles and shit like that. And I was like, they're just going to limit him to just playing this guy? that's it. I was like, they're not going to give him more after all he's done. I feel like they would. And then when
you are the most important person in the whole show.
I was like,
you just said four things in all these other episodes.
Do you follow him on Instagram? Nah. The medical report from the show is out.
A word?
Like, it's an actual paper.
It's on his IG?
Yeah, and he filled it out and shit like that. That was pretty fun. Yeah. I like that Easter egg. Like little interactions and shit like that. Yeah. But
son, episode where you're watching her fucking grandfather's memories, I was just like, yo, this is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Wait. Ever. What was she watching?
Her grandfather's memories.
So, I said, with this show,
I heard something completely different.
I want to know what you heard.
Nah, I don't.
So, HBO's Watchmen, like I said, it's like, hey, what if in the 60s, Nixon used like these superhuman fucking people and vigilantes to win the Vietnam War? Well, he really only used Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. Yo, we have a giant nigga that's God.
Yeah.
Boom.
To win the Vietnam War.
You might want
to
relax.
And the trickle-down effect of those things. Eventually, shit went south where vigilantes then became outlawed. But science is so advanced that they originally had this pill that was supposed to be intended for people with Alzheimer's, where they were able to harness your memories into these pills.
Wow.
Right. So, like, you take them and you're able to retain your memory to combat Alzheimer's, right? But they said there was something wrong in human trials, or like it wasn't perfected. So the creator of this drug, who really is like, she's a trillionaire. Her name is True. Trillionaire. Fucking genius. Like 10 Beyonce and Jay-Z's net worths into one. Like money. Where she gave it to Regina King, who's, I would say, like the lead protagonist in this show. There's this whole backstory with her and her grandfather and stuff like that that ties into with like the corruption and shit that's going on within the police department in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she finds her grandfather's, who's like 104, finds his nostalgia pills and takes the whole fucking thing. Like someone within her department snitches on her and shit like that, and she takes her whole pills. So the following episode is her running through her grandfather's entire life, and through her perspective. When you take the pills, it's kind of like you're reliving. And there's like a rule: it's like you do not take someone else's nostalgia pills, and you don't take more than one.
The whole thought of taking someone else's memories and putting them in your brain just sounds stupid.
Like, that just sounds crazy.
Not some shit I would ever want to try. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm secure enough.
I might want to go on Chris's memories.
Nope.
Nah. I don't want to relive none of them IBS moments.
Now, all you're going to see is me and Mia Malkova's OnlyFans.
Nah, I don't want to relive that. I did that shit myself.
Yeah, but at that point, you save yourself $7.99.
That's true. Yeah, but he got to watch you wank it.
No, I don't, but it's me wanking it as him.
Yeah. Also, I don't look at my own dick when I'm jerking off. I'm looking at the screen.
Who does? That's weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Lewis looks like he does.
So it's not
Lou definitely got a face like, why y'all niggas not looking at your dick?
Yeah.
I might have glanced over once.
make sure everything was copacetic.
He's like, yo, look at that.
Look at that, I'm old. All
right. One more pee break.
Wow.
Nigga said, look at that, I'm old.
No, he said, I'm old.
Oh, all right. both are bad.
The old is a little worse.
Nigga said you're looking at your dick and finding new marks.
That was new yesterday.
Where'd that come from?
He's like,
nigga, rush it to the doctor.
Nah, I'll give it a week. See if it clears out.
What? Nigga said he give it a week. 3 days later, it's two more bumps. Like, oh, that can't be good.
Let me give it 2 weeks.
There's a couple love bumps on his ding dong.
You get more bumps and then add more time. Yo, that's how you know Lou is a person of color. Men of color don't want to go to the doctor for shit. The worse the situation gets, the less likely we are to go to the doctor.
This nigga put Vicks on it.
I already know what it is, Doc. I don't need you to confirm.
Nigga done went on WebMD, gave himself all types of diseases. Oh, nigga threw the noose over the coat rack like, well, if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out my way.
It's been real.
Nigga just needs some cream. That's it.
That's it. Meanwhile, it's just a clogged pore.
That's it.
It's an ingrown hair.
One ingrown hair. And the nigga's just like
offed himself.
He's talking about hooded justice.
Nigga thought he had love bumps on his ding dong.
Welcome back, Chris.
I took a bathroom break at the right time. What the fuck was going on?
The wrong time.
It was the wrong time.
You could have stopped that whole situation.
You definitely could have.
And I staying in too.
Well, yep.
And my whole point was to just like not cut anything in that moment.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not a part of it.
Well, now you are.
Because when you niggas go down, hey, listen, my stock is going up out here in these streets. When y'all niggas go down,
we gonna bring your sock right down.
My sock?
Yeah, all everything.
Hey, don't touch my socks.
All 77 pairs of comic socks.
I can see Jim running up to Chris in the street and just yanked out a sock. Chris don't know what hit him.
Yo, James grabbing another man's ankles is wild.
Hey.
I shake the change out of nigga pockets.
Mid stride.
Like Sonic rings.
Dead ass.
Kick you right in the face. Barefoot, nigga. Fuck. Get me by my sock. James, what did you want to talk about? Did you bring it up already?
I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh.
Okay. Eddie, we get the fuck out of here.
I was saying that Yeah, got me addicted to watching Roast Me.
Oh yes.
So I've prepared some jokes for today.
Here we go.
Why did we make time?
I love why did I throw it over to James?
I love how he prepared jokes but didn't tell us to prepare jokes. It is some bullshit.
I said, Lewis looks like he can help you turn 250 into 2500.
There you go. I could.
Marcel looks like his arithmetic game is strong.
I don't like that you do the compliments to begin with.
Yeah, I feel like that's getting worse from here.
This thing gonna save you, Jay.
Chris looks like a fitness trainer that makes you do the wrong exercises on purpose.
Yo, he does.
Yeah. I think I said that on the podcast. Yeah, I've done it.
For his own entertainment.
Yeah, and I've gotten $40 out of it. I don't give a fuck.
Chris' knees are so bad when he drops something on the floor, they go, mm-mm.
Nah, wait. Can I just say something? I've noticed that now at 27 years old, that when I drop something, on the way down, I go, again.
I do that anytime I move.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not even Chris, that's his back. That's his back.
Oh, jeez. Again.
Marcel looks like he got kicked out of Slytherin.
I don't even know what that means, man.
Nigga, that's a Harry Potter reference. That's,
I know.
That's,
I know,
twice
that.
As funny. Oh, my God. He said, you better go over to Hufflepuff, nigga.
Lewis looks like he has DVDs for the Lord in the back of his car.
Nigga can even give me Blu-ray.
Chris looks like he ate Chris Brown and then got hit by a bus.
That nigga disrespected your whole body.
First of all, look like if I ate Chris Brown, that's only like 95 calories.
Lewis looks like when nobody's home, he dances bachata in the mirror naked to perfect his form.
He said,
nigga does that when niggas is home.
Yeah, I was like, why do I gotta wait for y'all to leave?
So nasty.
So nasty.
Marcel looks like he farts when he sneezes.
I do sometimes. That shit hurt.
Lewis sneezes so bad that he grounded his daughter the other day. Then she kicked him in the knee, and after he fell, she said, now you're grounded, Baldy.
My knees got better, like you, right?
Yo, James got way too much time in his head.
They say what he does at work.
They say glasses make people look intelligent. Marcel's just dumb.
He did start with saying you're better at arithmetic, so.
Chris and Lou's knees are like my beard, weak.
All right,
let's do some knee ups.
That's hilarious because he included himself. Yeah. But his mom, because our beards are great. Yeah. Don't you let that discourage you, Lou. Chris, our brands are out here.
Chris, old up, nigga.
Chris is so big when he goes to the party, he pats the security down. And the last one, Lewis drinks bath water and sweats when he eats food.
What?
Yo, you as the nastiest.
Yeah, nah.
That's all I have.
I'm mad that was the last one.
I had to end on a low note. Oh, that's all I had.
This is some shit. All right, we'll get you next week, nigga.
All right, bet.
Yeah, I didn't know we was all
right. Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, it's going to be the left. In the kidney. I'm gonna do you like Charlemagne, like Jaheim threatened Charlemagne. I'm gonna make you bleed. I'm gonna make you pee blood, pussy.
It's mad kidney shots.
I was like, yo, son.
That's mad dangerous.
That's mad. That might be attempted murder.
Yo, Jaheim. That might be murder.
Yeah. That might be murder.
That might be.
Attempted.
I don't know how to segue.
Oh.
What happened? All right. I don't want to say. All right.
Thanks, Marcel.
Hey, nigga, this is your job.
I think so.
Let me go take a look.
Y'all ever thought about what your Wu-Tang name would be?
Yo, somebody asked me this yesterday.
Nah.
Yeah, that's because.
Yeah, I know.
Lewis went to a Ugly Sweaty.
Ugly Sweaty.
Ugly Sweaty.
Ugly Sweaty party.
Lewis looks like he go to an Ugly Sweaty.
Lewis went to an Ugly Sweater party, but he had like.
That's Lewis' whole brand. It's Ugly Sweaty.
God damn. That's a roast.
I got no reply to this.
Yo, that's the name of the episode. Ugly sweaty.
Look how you got me, Chris.
My bad. I'm drunk.
Nigga, it's 11 a.m.
Nigga, it's 2:18.
He's drunk too.
This nigga been drunk all weekend.
Yeah. Talking about it's 11 a.m. Nah, we got here at 11 a.m. We was waiting for your ass.
I was still in Jersey at 11.
Yo, this is his 11 a.m.
Yeah, word. You can talk about it's 11 a.m. at 2:18 p.m.
Nigga. It's 11 a.m. in Jersey.
What? It's 11 a.m. somewhere, nigga.
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
What do you mean, no, it's not? That's how time works, nigga. Yeah. You just jump 3 hours.
Yeah, but it doesn't jump 3 hours and 18 minutes. Is what I was trying to say.
Find me where, nigga.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
All right.
So, you was at an Ugly Sweater party yesterday.
Yeah.
But I feel like Lewis had
so he just had on a regular sweater?
No, he did. Ugly? For the record, he did say he's going to an ugly sweater. I was about to say Ugly Sweaty. But he said his sweater wasn't actually ugly.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
He said he wasn't letting them trick him into wearing an ugly sweater.
Fly it out a little bit.
Lou had to be that one.
Yeah.
Everybody got some hideous sweaters. He got a fire Wu-Tang one on.
Yeah, word.
Let him know my sweater ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, why did we bring that up?
You said, what's your Wu-Tang names?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, have you ever thought what your Wu-Tang name would be?
Not once.
I feel like mine would be Wah Tong Soup.
Ooh.
Somebody told me mine yesterday, but I was too drunk to remember.
That makes sense. Come on, son. You got to give me that.
Wah Tong Soup is pretty
hard. Wah Tong Soup?
Yeah, I fuck with it.
I hate all y'all niggas, man.
I fuck with it. Yeah, I know what mine would be.
And now to the Wah Tong. Falls on.
I'm with it. Chris, I'm with you.
I can see what a record we're going to take off.
I'm with you, buddy.
The Wah Tong, his thong's on. And he's like, wait a minute.
Wait, huh?
Yo. And I'm like, wait, what?
Don't smell the string.
I guess mine would be.
My money ain't a thing.
Mine would be the Lizza.
The Lizza.
Lewis, if you come into the studio hissing at niggas, you got to go home.
He's cousins with Lizzo.
Lizzo.
That's a nasty tour. Lizzo and Lizza. Both them niggas come out in one piece dressed like angels. Niggas playing mad flutes.
If I see you do a naked photo shoot, Lou, with a flute in your face.
You saw when Lizzo had like the tiny handbag? Yeah. He has like the tiny Brugal bottle.
The airplane joint.
Yeah, the shit that they got that at the register.
Oh,
that
man.
That is hilarious. Oh, man.
Y'all ever notice that Spanish rappers can really just do whatever the fuck they want and it's all good?
Yeah.
But like regular rappers don't have that luxury?
Yeah, nope. That's because... Like, regular
fucking Bad Bunny would do all types of wild shit.
He could do whatever the fuck
he like
wants.
The craziest shit, and niggas is like, "Yo, that's cool." Like, let a nigga like Drake come out in a Bad Bunny outfit. Niggas gonna be like, "Nah, fam,
with the
cool.
with the curved acrylics too."
Yeah,
honestly,
that shit's unfair.
All should be able to wear acrylics.
Nah, that shit.
If we want to,
that shit seems mad annoying. I honestly
it probably is,
and it fucks up your nails.
I'd scratch the fuck out of myself.
Yeah, word.
I'd be scratching myself now.
When I first got my nose ring, I forgot that I had a nose ring. So every time I went to go dry my face, that shit would get caught on the towel thread and rip out. Like right now, it's healed, so you could do shit like this. But like when I first got it, that shit hurt.
Yep.
But yeah, I feel like as far as fashion and like outfits go, Kanye and Bad Bunny. No, if Kanye, Andre 3000, and ASAP Rocky did the fusion dance, it would be
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, yeah. Outfit wise,
J Balvin looks like he's trying.
I've never seen.
He gotta stop.
I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like Bad Bunny, but like not as cool. He looks like it don't work for him.
He looks like not so Bad Bunny. That's how, he's like, okay, bunny.
Okay, bunny.
That's how, like, bunny.
Well-behaved bunny.
Well-behaved bunny.
Well-behaved bunny trying to go bad.
Well.
But Rosalía could do whatever she wants. Shout out to you.
Who?
Rosalía. Her music's amazing.
I got a bump.
The only Rosa I respect is Acosta.
Not Parks?
Wow.
Fam.
In the Latin community. Why would you put me in that kind of position?
He didn't say nothing about
that. Was a great point.
He didn't say no Latin community. He said the only Rosa I respect
That's true.
Is Acosta.
And look how Marcel tried to clean that one up. What she got to do with this? You put it out there.
I'm just going off the statement.
I mean, we all fuck. It's like too, if he I said guess. The only Lewis I respect is Guzman.
Yeah.
Guzman.
Oh, my fault.
Hey, you get that right.
Isn't he a Luis?
Luis Guzman?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people.
He's a Luis too.
No, he's Luis.
Nah, he a Lou.
The designer.
I'm a Lou.
Lewis the designer. He said the designer.
Yeah. I mean, that's his name, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah.
Over here respecting this man's agency and you laughing at it.
Yo, fuck this man's agency.
Speaking of agency. Sorry. I probably have a whole one.
Sorry.
Yo, but yeah, Luis Guzman is one of my favorite people in the world. That nigga is fucking high.
How long is your favorite people in the world list for him to be on it?
30.
I know he ain't nowhere near the top.
No, he's Luis Guzman, favorite people in the world in general.
Top 20?
Definitely top 20. 1,000% top 20.
Who's in the top 5? Will Smith is there.
Will Smith. Barack Obama.
Okay. Is Jason David Frank there? He got to be in top 10, though.
Tommy Oliver is. Jason David Frank isn't, only because I don't know the full spectrum of his views and shit like that. Because, like, I don't go.
Oh, nah, nah.
You got two more spots.
Nah.
And I can name three people that deserve to be there, so you already fucked up.
Once I seen Jason David Frank with the Lamborghini with the iced out, I was like, that's my Ranger right there.
I don't know who he voted for, so I don't know. He got a tattoo that says Jesus didn't tap. There got to be some type of problematic scene in there.
He's right. Jesus didn't tap.
Nah.
Neither will I.
He died on the cross, nigga.
Can't tap if your nails are, if your hands are nailed to
something. Yeah, he literally couldn't tap.
So, I mean.
Technically,
I'd have tapped out on the way to the cross.
I'm like, yo.
Y'all got it.
Yo.
I'm good.
Once I saw that crown, I was like, nah, fam.
Yo, son.
Like, y'all want to put thorns on my head?
Yeah. I'm too drunk to remember the other two top five. I got to think about it. You kind of put me on the spot there. Right, but to segue into that, if I got 12 homies, right, and none of them try to fight for me, son, oh, yeah, son. Of God. That's fucked up. Like, that, like,
it's messed up.
That's fucked up.
I mean,
I'm riding on somebody.
Somebody got
to catch them. They're about to put nails inside my homie and put them up on a board. Like, I want to be there with you, nigga.
But the thing about that is, back then, there were no guns. You throw a rock at a nigga
face. That nigga might have a sword or some shit.
You can't. I've never been afraid of anybody with a knife, a sword. You can't catch me. I'm out this bitch.
Niggas can catch you with a sword. It's kind of long, bro.
But imagine.
They got some reach on that blade.
Imagine somebody running.
And them niggas ain't sharpening them every day.
Or they just throw it. What if they.
Yeah. If you got.
A nigga throw a sword at me? Fam. I'm going to whoop your ass. Because you're not going to hit me.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm going to sidestep real quick. That shit not moving.
That shit going to hit the.
What if he pump fakes you?
Hey. You got, you know, you, first of all, you got to get that close to
I
you
can
first.
Imagine a nigga throwing a sword at my toe and say, you fucked up now, homie.
Like, I'm going to pick that sword up.
I'm really
up
just going to knee you in the head.
It's crazy because the sword just lands next to Marcel.
He goes, well, I got a free sword, nigga.
Yeah, the shit just land.
I'm going to just hold it and be like, you know, I'm not throwing it back at you.
I'm
going to
beat
like,
you.
Maybe run.
Like a bat. Yeah, somebody running with a sword. You know how how heavy swords were back then?
Yeah.
Dull sword?
Oh, them shits.
You're not catching me, son. You're not. You're just not. And I'm the type of person, I'm picking up shit on the way there. I'm going to pick up like a loose chicken and just throw the fucking chicken at you, shit like that. A basket of zucchini.
I pick it up and eat. If you turn the wine into water, I mean water into wine, like maybe use some other magic tricks on the niggas that's about to kill you.
Turn the nail into licorice, like, nigga.
Just do something else, man.
Yeah, turn into... That's what I'm saying.
David Blaine would never. That's all I'm saying.
David Blaine would never.
If somebody could do that, I'm gonna fight for him. That's somebody could turn wine into water. I'm knocking somebody out for you, man.
Yeah.
If Luke could do that,
I would hope so.
I'd be Luke's bodyguard.
There you go.
I'm cool.
I'm cool. This nigga's Joseph so bad.
Look how quiet the room got.
I mean, I'm trying not to get like smited out here.
You did this, nigga.
Yeah.
You the one that brought it up.
Did I?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know damn well I wouldn't bring up Jesus.
And then he takes a sip.
Well, no, he brought up Jason David Frank, and I brought
what
up
does that have to do with Jesus?
His Jesus did a tap tattoo. That's how we started.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah, but if he didn't bring up Jason David Frank.
It's your fault all of a sudden for talking about Power Ranger niggas.
Right? Yeah.
My bad, James.
They both got powers. Jesus and the Green Ranger?
Listen, no.
Jason David Frank
Listen, if Brother Nature could be out here getting jumped, you know, Jesus could get jumped.
Listen, Jason David Frank is an his brother.
Jesus David Frank. If Jesus
I get back to that, but Jesus David Frank, nigga.
If Jesus was a Power Ranger, yo, what color Power Ranger would he be? It's kind of racist if you're brown.
Halo colored?
Gold?
Whatever.
Yeah, he definitely be the Gold Ranger.
First of all, Jesus was a brown man.
Yeah.
I don't know where white Jesus came from.
That's white what people.
Said. Oh, I mean, that makes sense. But Jesus is definitely brown.
I mean, they said Egyptian. They depicted Egyptians as white. So.
I mean, white people think everyone's white.
Yeah, like
if you did anything fire in life, you were white.
Like who's the like
Santa's like he's like an Alaskan nigga. So
Santa Claus is for sure a white person. Like there's no such thing as a black Santa. Nigga running up in your crib to give you shit.
Niggas are Eskimo
and eat your cookies.
Eskimo's a slur apparently.
Drink your milk.
My bad.
Yeah.
Is that really a slur?
Yeah.
Any grown man that has strange children sit on their lap, white.
Yeah.
Y'all could claim that on all you want. Have fun with that.
White or nigga. R. Kelly.
Ooh. Oh. Nigga Ooh. Watches you all day.
Is he the black
every day?
Santa?
Come on. Oh.
He runs up in your crib and takes your...
Wait, Kelly Claus?
Wow.
No! Oh, why would y'all do that?
Oh, God. Christmas is coming up, guys.
Yo,
you did that.
We're over here talking about
Jesus.
We're over here talking about Jesus and Kelly Claus.
I'm about to return everything. Christmas is. I can't.
Wow.
Y'all broke my heart.
Oh, R. Kelly broke your heart.
Unbreak my heart.
Don't bring Tony.
Say love.
Oh, wait, that's shit. Don't bring shit into this.
Everyone stop listening to the podcast at this moment.
What?
From this point forward, everyone stop
listening. Only Marcy is here now.
They cut the shit off.
Hey, Marcy.
No, hey, baby. Spin your butt lid. All right. And with that being said, this has been episode 77 on the Honorable Mention Podcast.
That's the one, though.
That's how we're going to spell it from now on.
I like the little.
Yo, how you spell that? That's Lewis's job to figure out how to spell.
Lewis can't figure out how to spell actual words, so I don't know.
It's been like three mistypes.
It's the same dude we read in the descriptions, like, nigga, why did you spell check?
This is the same dude that went to a PTA meeting and spelled his name wrong, so of course he could.
Of facts. No, hold on. I didn't spell my name wrong.
Teacher looked at the paper and said, oh, okay.
No, I put
she's
the
actually
name,
doing the really
name,
well.
Yeah, I put the name in the wrong spot. Despite the obstacles she got to go through in life.
She was like, maybe I was being a little too harsh. So she talks a little too much. All right.
As always, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DuckJordan.
Duck.
I fuck with that.
I don't.
You don't fuck with anything, Marcel.
That is also true.
You can also find me at
homebodymerch.com.
Only thing
he fucks with is his ball piece.
Homebodymerch.com. I don't want ball piece overlapped over my website plug.
Ballpiecemerch.com.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming up. You can dress your ball piece as Santa.
It's just literally all of Christmas designs are little ball sweaters. The straight facts one is nasty.
I hope
you gotta tie him around and
to run up and get done up.
I hope all you flavor
run up and get come up.
Run up and get come up. That is not the name of this episode. I hope all you niggas end up on a watch list.
Yo,
Marcel,
that private figure.
Shut
different.
The fuck up! I don't even sell that one anymore. Stupid. You don't even know.
University,
you don't even know.
University keep that same erection.
Nah, Lou, that's your new spot. Lou's on fire when he's in that spot.
That's what she said. That's what the doctor said when he finally went with the Vicks.
Nigga Lou was trying to cure the clap with some Vicks. Talk about sana colada.
Sana colada. Yo, we serving that drink at the homebody.
It's just him and Cardi B in the hospital for the same shit.
Yo. Better like straight Vicks.
Oh, man.
Sana colada. Different.
What goes into the Sana Sana Colada, nigga? Is that like pineapple juice and Vicks?
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
And a little Brugal.
Just a little bit.
A little Brugie.
A splash.
Just a splash.
A splash of the Brugie.
Always served in a fishnet.
Splash of the Brugge is exactly how this podcast started. Lewis, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Why the fuck did the mic? Why did he get so close to the mic when he said that?
The best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
You'll find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis the Designer. It's L-U-I-S.
The best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
Nigga, we going to this wedding drunk shit.
Yo, I told y'all.
Andrew don't know what he invited.
This nigga crip walking down.
You're right, he doesn't.
Say, I won't play that.
The two shorties he walking with gonna be confused as hell.
Go see Chris. Chris
walking. I won't be confused. I'm like, that's my brand.
I'm gonna say Chris walking. Crip walking.
Chris walking.
Nigga gonna come down the aisle backwards.
Shout out to Chris.
He's like, yo, where all the people at?
I'm gonna wear my suit like crisscross. Wear that shit backwards.
Oh, until it's time for him to take a shit.
I'm gonna
grind on Marcy Miss Right.
I'm gonna come back because I'm the Mickey Mac.
Hey. Wasn't that nigga's name Chris too?
Yeah, both of them.
Wow. Chris goes, "I'm the homie,
spell that nigga.
That's all, folks.
James, where can the good people find
you? You can find me at JUST_JVMES. The best way to spell Jivimus.
And Marcel?
I feel like we did Marcel.
Find me at Drumfu.
DRUMFU, man.
Erway.
Everywhere. SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Dunkirk 4 ain't nothing to fuck with.
All right, we drunk as shit.
So, yeah, hell yeah.
Let's go to this wedding.
Yeah, I still got more in this cup.